772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Choose the land, and then Lot, instead of allowing Abraham to choose as he should have, he looked out and saw Sodom and Gomorrah. It looked like a well-watered garden, looked like Eden. And he chose. Well, see, Lot will always choose wrong. You got people that just choose wrong. Just keep choosing wrong. You can't blame that on God. Because God created you to choose. As one of the prophets said, choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. God gives us the power of choice. Now, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have the ability to do all of it. No, you have to make the choice. God will work with your choice. The Holy Spirit will come up and shore up the side of you. Amen. And strengthen you when you choose. And let me tell you something. Not to choose is to choose. When you don't choose, you already chose. When you don't choose, well, I don't know, you already chose. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Anything other than this cometh of evil. So you can't be wavering. One day, maybe. No, you already chose. Now, God is sovereign of both heaven and earth. Listen to this. Simple but profound. God owns everything he created. Amen. Say that with me. God owns everything he created. You and I, though we've been relegated dominion in the earth, we are still only stewards. God is the owner. Hello? Come on, we're going to bring this thing into perspective. Something's going to help you tonight. I guarantee you. Someone's going to be helped tonight because you're going to begin to see him sovereignly. The very idea of creation was God's idea. He owns it. In other words, it's his intellectual property. God thought this up. You didn't think this up.
Amen.
You didn't think you up. You didn't think about where you wanted to be born, where you know all that. You're not in the realm of choice, but what's over it all? For you got here. For you got there. The very idea. See, God has chosen the nation, the time of birth, all these things. God has chosen them. The idea is his intellectual property. The material, everything here that's material is his through his word. His word caused it to come about. The material of his word. The design is his. He created you and I in his image and after his likeness. We are designed by God. You didn't choose. You didn't even choose to be a male or female when you were born. You didn't choose that. Neither did your mom and dad. God chose it. Amen. I said, the Lord chose.
Yes.
His design. He's designed us to be in His own image and after His likeness. Tell somebody, and you belong to Him too. Even the unsaved, they belong to God. Hello? They might be of their father, the devil, but by creation, all souls belong to God. Are y'all hearing? In the sovereign sense, the devil hadn't created anything. He's created himself. You understand? He's a creation himself. He belongs to God. Hello? I said he belongs to God. God's got him on a leash. And understand, we're talking sovereignly here. Spirits. Do you remember God needed something done to Ahab and Ahab's army? And spirits appeared before God. And a lying spirit said, I'll go. I'll take care of this business. God said, go. And he sent the lying spirit. And the lying spirit wrought the purpose and plan of God for that wicked army. And, hello? Come on, I want you to see him in a way you're not seeing him. So you can rest your nerves. And your worried mind. Just trying to figure it all out. It's not for you to figure. You know, it's not for you to reason why. It's just for you to do or die. Something like that. But we try to reason things out that are sovereign rather than allowing God. Remember our coined phrase, something that is sovereign is come already, is here. And it requires you to rest. Rest from your taking so much thought and trying to figure. Trying to work it yourself. The ability to reproduce after its kind was also God's power as he created man in his own image and after his likeness. The ability to reproduce after our kind comes from God. God is the author of life, and he is the source of life. He is life himself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is life himself. Our very breath and spirit come from God. Without God, you'd have no breath. You'd have no spirit without God. Amen. Our breath and spirit come from him. Next point I want to emphasize, if you're making points, God is limitless and cannot be contained in buildings or structures. We congregate here. We assemble here for the word of God, for praise and worship, for other sometimes events. But you can't contain God in this structure. Like Paul told the people on Mars Hills, God is not contained in an idol. He's not contained in a temple. If heaven is inside God, how you go put God and stick him into a building and say, stay there, God. Just stay up in that building till we get there. No, as a matter of fact, the other side of the building used to be a Social Security building. But we was having church up in there. Is that right? Y'all shouted, danced, ran around. We praised the Lord, everything, preaching, everything, going in the Social Security building. But because we were there, God chose to come. Because his people were there, because we are the church. We God is not confined to a building. Some places in Haiti, when destruction came, they would have to meet under bulrushes, under trees. We helped the church get a roof put on their church, but before they got their roof put on there, they were up under the stars and the sun beaming down on them. You were there. When it rained, we were in water up over our ankles. Yet they were having church there. And the Lord was there because his people were there. So it doesn't matter the eloquence or the fanciness or the what type of building you have and how many you running on a Sunday and all that. No, where God's people are. Amen. If we met down in a cave somewhere, God will be right there with us. If we met on the street corner, God will be right there with us. Where two or more are gathered together in my name, I'll be there in the midst. He cannot be contained in buildings. Now, thank God for buildings. When it rains, we ain't out there getting wet. When it's hot, the air blows. We got lights. Thank God for that. But you can't limit God. And some religious minds, you can't limit God to a service. Amen. He's everywhere. All the time. A very present help in the time of trouble. He's not afar off. He's nigh you. Even in your mouth, on your lips, in your heart. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, you gotta get to know the sovereign God. When things don't look like they're going right, God's still right there. When it looks like you're outnumbered, God's still right there. When it looks like there's no way, God's still right there. The way maker, the mind regulator. When it's you and God, your enemy is outnumbered. Amen. Tell somebody right now, he's always there. Now get this, even when you miss the mark. When you don't believe as you ought to. Thank God he's not like a halfway friend. Some folk will walk away from you when they don't agree with you. Or when you're not on their page, you know, when you're not with them. God is with you when you acting up. Can I go there? I'm talking about sovereign God. I'm talking about a child of God. He's with you when you have your spiritual tantrums.
I ain't going to church no more. I ain't thinking about God no more.
He's still right there. I'm glad he's merciful. I'm glad he's long-suffering. I can't speak for you, but there have been times in my life he had to long-suffer with me.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.